Will, second game up top. When I spoke to you before the game, you weren't sure if you were going to get the nod again, but did get the nod and got yourself a goal as well.
Yeah, I'm delighted, to be fair. In the warm-up last week, I was on, you know, I had seven shots and scored seven. I was thinking, blimey, I'm going to go into this game and score a hat-trick. But last week didn't really plan out for me up front, but today was a little bit different.
I think you've played up front before. You told me as a youngster it's not something that's completely unusual to you, but when you've been playing at the back for so long for Paul, how difficult is it to go and stick yourself up front and I guess change your style of play slightly?
Oh, it's really hard, actually. I was just joking around with Marv because the amount of times I've shouted at him for not holding it up or letting the centre half head it, and you know, just it's a totally different ball game up there.
How much of a surprise was it for you to get the nod again today? Obviously Marvin being back fit, obviously Tom Kitt wanted to just keep a bit of faith in the side that got that result up at Oxford.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Smeets has come back from injury and slotted in at centre half. Corby Moore's playing left back and just playing, you know, incredible really. So in Tommy's eyes, he can't change a back four, and you know, I can't disagree with that. So he's tried me up front, and you know, luckily it's paid off today.
Expecting another go at it against Hungerford on Tuesday?
Oh, I don't know. We'll see.
What about the result today then? I think made harder work than you need to of it, but a vital 3 points in the end.
Yeah, that's it. It's you know, this time of the season, you're not playing well, but drawing 3 points in is the massive thing, really, just to give you a gap between the team that are below you.
Hungerford dropped points again today as well, so I think that's 7 points now. How do you assess the situation, if you like, with that playoff picture at the moment?
Oh, it's all, you know, it's we're going to Tuesday now with, you know, all the highs really, and it, you know, we lose that game, but if we do lose that game, it's not the end of the world really, because we're still 5 points in front of them. But you know, I've got all confident in the lads that we're going to a Hungerford game with a good frame of mind, and it'll be a battle just like every other game.
What's everyone saying amongst the playing staff in the dressing room at the moment with regards to the playoff situation and the fact that the ground might not allow you to take part depending on what the league decide?
We're sort of just, you know, nothing's really been said between the players. We're just taking every game as it comes really. You know, new league, we didn't expect we were going to do as well as we have done really well. But you know, as you see today, it was a tough game against, you know, Concord, who were down in, you know, 15th, but we've just got to take every game as it comes and see what happens. But if we get into the playoffs, then that's great.
What does it mean to you to be battling up top end of National League South? Because obviously you left to go to Sutton to play at this level and then came back to Poole to have moved up through the leagues with them and now be fighting to potentially end up in the National League. What does that mean to you?
Oh, it's great. I love it. You know, I love this club. I love what they've done, you know, over the years, from being in the Wessex League into the South West League, Southern Premier. You know, the directors have done a brilliant job of getting this ground up to Conference South standard. But yeah, you know, all the lads in that change room deserve to be playing at this level. And you know, like Tommy said a few times before, there's a lot of players that should be playing in the league above as well. But you know, we're in the Conference South, and we're going to be in the Conference South definitely next year. So that's it. We're Conference South team for the minute until we get the go-ahead for the playoffs. And if we go in the playoffs, then brilliant. We'll give that a crack as well.